You are listening to the amazing podcast by Alice and Millie. We are going to be battling octopuses against blue gorkas. Who will win? It's up to you. My name is Alice and today I'm going to tell you why octopuses are the most amazing creatures in the sea, rivers and oceans. When the predators come near the mimic octopus, they change into a creature that is poisonous or prey on the creature which is attacking them, and they can even fool a sea serpent. It does this by finding a hole in the ground and getting its tentacles apart, leaving two in front and the rest behind its back, and wiggling the two in front so it looks like the two heads of two sea serpents coming out to have a chase of the real sea serpent. Other common octopuses squirt ink or hide or swim away. Octopuses have beaks like birds on top of their eyes that become part of their heads. When female octopuses lay their eggs, they die in the water where their eggs are. Octopuses can camouflage to get their prey or to hide from predators. They eat tuna and salmon or other big fish that live where they are. Octopuses live in every ocean and some depending on the things they specially like to eat. Salmon, they specially like to eat salmon, but they can eat other fish like crabs or plankton and other small fish from the sea. They only spray ink when they are being attacked by other fish in the sea that want to eat them, like a shark or a bigger octopus itself even. Rarely though, as they only do this when they are really hungry. Thank you for your time.
Hello, my name is Millie. Today I will be explaining to you about blue gorkuses. This is a little random, but blue gorkuses' eggs float around the water. Did you know blue gorkuses are mainly found at the Atlantic, Pacific and Indian Oceans in temperate and tropical waters? Can you believe it? They reach 3 centimetres long. That's tiny. The blue gorkuses are really pretty but sticky. They are related to slugs. In fact, I can't believe this, but they eat large venomous prey such as the Portuguese man-o-war and the blue button jelly, and store their prey stinging cells in their bodies to later use against predators. I feel that blue gorkuses are poisonous sea creatures. They look it, but also they eat venomous stuff. The creature often floats on its backside, showing its brightly coloured underbelly to airborne predators. The bright blue colour acts as a camouflage against the backdrop of ocean waves. The animal's greyish marking is known as countershading. It helps the creature to avoid predators while floating in open water. It hides and it looks like it's something else. Isn't that clever? Thank you for the time. You decide who thinks has won the battle between the octopus and the blue gorkuses.